I'm Marco Werman with The World. What's been unfolding today between the U.S. and Cuba is a major historic moment. It started this morning with reports that USAID contractor Alan Gross was to be released from a Cuban jail, and Gross was freed, flew out of Cuba a few hours later on a U.S. government plane. He'd spent the last 5 years in jail in Havana after Cuba arrested him for importing banned communications equipment to the communist island. After arriving in Washington this afternoon, Gross thanked everyone who worked to secure his release and expressed his continuing support for the Cuban people.
It pains me to see them treated so unjustly as a consequence of two governments' mutually belligerent policies. 5.5 decades of history show us that such belligerence inhibits better judgment. Two wrongs never make a right.
Today we learned that Gross's case was the focus of secret talks between Washington and Havana for 18 months, talks that led not just to the release of Gross today, but to a prisoner exchange between the U.S. and Cuba, and to a seismic shift in relations between the two countries. President Obama announced the start of talks to reestablish diplomatic relations with Cuba, severed back in 1961. Obama also said the U.S. plans to reestablish an embassy in Havana as part of a new policy of cooperation with the Cuban regime.
Now, where we disagree, we will raise those differences directly, as we will continue to do on issues related to democracy and human rights in Cuba. But I believe that we can do more to support the Cuban people and promote our values through engagement. After all, these 50 years have shown that isolation has not worked. It's time for a new approach.
At the same time that President Obama was unveiling this new approach in Washington, Cuba's President Raúl Castro was doing the same in Havana. Raúl Castro said this is the result of a dialogue at the highest level, including a phone call yesterday between him and Obama. It was an international effort. In his speech, President Obama thanked Pope Francis for encouraging the talks and the Canadian government for hosting them. On this heady day, we sought out longtime Cuba watcher Peter Kornbluh. We found him in Havana.
Oh, it's an amazing moment to be here. I'm at the Hotel Nacional, which looks out over Havana Bay. Word has spread that the United States and Cuba are about to change their relations, and that the Cuban heroes, as they call them here, the three spies that are still in U.S. prisons, are on their way home. And this is a new dawn in U.S.-Cuban relations, and I think everybody here realizes that almost immediately.
Well, it was pretty extraordinary. I mean, starting with the release of Alan Gross this morning, and then announcement of normalization of relations, the opening of an embassy, U.S. embassy in Havana. A lot of this being called a surprise move, especially the release of Alan Gross, but certainly somebody knew about it. How long has this been in play?
Oh, well, there's been a lot of back channel talks going on at least for a year, if not almost 2 years, to arrive at this point. I think there have been other countries involved, such as Uruguay, which just took those prisoners from Guantanamo. I think that was part of this deal. I think there's been a long discussion about some kind of prisoner exchange. And I think there's been a debate at the highest levels of the U.S. government about whether they were going to kind of try the old approach of tit for tat, quid pro quo, or whether they were going to just bite the bullet and announce a completely new policy. And it's clear that that's what they've decided.
What is your sense, though, Peter, precisely of what Washington is proposing? Do you have a sense of a timeline yet?
Yes, we do have a sense. President Obama is ordering a process of actual diplomatic relations. Instead of having U.S. interest sections here in Cuba and a Cuban interest section in Washington, those buildings are going to be called embassies. We're going to actually reestablish normal relations, presumably with full-fledged ambassadors. President Obama is expanding general licenses for travel. He is using his executive orders to expand trade between the United States and Cuba. He's ordering a review to take Cuba off the terrorism list, which carries a lot of economic sanctions. So I would guess that he has promised the Cubans that Cuba will be taken off the list after that review is completed. And apparently, just for my own trip, I may be able to return from Cuba in terms of commerce with a bottle of rum and a box of cigars, which in the past 10 years, nobody's been able to do.
Yeah, pretty extraordinary. So yesterday, apparently, Obama spoke with Raúl Castro This was the first substantive conversation between U.S. and Cuban leaders since 61?
Yes. There has been no direct communications of any substance between the president of Cuba and the president of the United States since relations were broken in January of 1961. And, you know, one of the determining factors for the timing here is that there's a summit of the Americas coming up in Panama in April of next year, and Obama has been invited, and for the first time, Cuba has been invited. And so Obama faced a decision. Did he wait until April when he was actually there to have his first communications with Cuba, or did he start the process now and kind of take the whole issue of Cuba policy off the agenda of the summit in April and bite the bullet and do it now? And he decided to do it now to smooth the way towards the summit in April. And I can just tell you there's a palpable excitement here in Cuba. And I think among various interests, including economic interests in the United States, there's going to be an excitement there also. Having spent 7 hours with Alan Gross when he was in prison here over the last 5 years, I'm very happy for his family. And just last night, I was at a function here with the wife of one of the three Cuban spies who've been in prison in the United States for 16 years. She hasn't really seen her husband in 16 years, and now those families are waiting for those three guys to come back.
When you met with her last night, did she have any idea that this was in the offing today?
Rumors have been swirling in Washington for weeks now, if not months, that something big was going to happen. And the key signal, of course, was a series of editorials in the New York Times. The most recent one was just this past Monday. And that was the seventh editorial basically calling to lift the embargo and restore normal relations with Cuba. And a number of us analysts in Washington, you know, certainly thought, why would the New York Times expend so much ink and energy pushing for a change in the policy if they didn't have a sense that there was a likelihood that the policy could change?
Indeed, Senator Marco Rubio said that he would make every effort to block moves by Obama toward normalizing relations with the Cuban government. I'm just curious, you're there at the Hotel Nacional, and maybe you can grab one of the bellhops or a concierge and just see what they think about this move today.
I'm standing here at one of the desks, and we had a little conversation with them just before I got on the phone with you, and I asked them, you know, what they think about today, and they said this is a day of major celebration for Cuba. A shadow of history is being lifted today. I mean, Cuba has stood up to U.S. pressures. They've stood up to the assassination plots, to the U.S. embargo, and after 55 years, I think there's a sense of validation that our two countries can actually live in some kind of harmony, even with the great differences that exist.
Peter Kornbluh in Havana. He's a co-author with William Leo Grand of Back Channel to Cuba, The Hidden History of Negotiations Between Washington and Havana.